Ladies and gentlemen, referee Herb Dean has called a stop to this contest at 4 minutes, 51 seconds of the very first round. Declaring the winner by TKO, Israel, the Last Guy Offender, Adesanya.
I am here with the winner, ladies and gentlemen, the Last Stylebender. This was a big test for you coming in here tonight, and Paul Felder gave you an A++.
That was about a B-minus, I'll give it myself, but I mean, this is all talk before the fight, Joe. They say, man, he ain't got no wrestling, you know? He saw me fight Brad, said he's light work, but this was like a walk in the park. No. This was a walk in the garden. Madison, baby.
Were you surprised that he immediately went to clinch and tried to take you down?
I expected him to come at me like he did Robert Whittaker when he was all clumsy, or the way he did Anderson Silva and stay patient, but he came out patient and I forced him to be clumsy. I forced him to shoot. They don't know. I started the game at level 2. They're just loading, so I got in his head and I got him to start to work and shoot. And my boy Andre, they say he don't have no wrestling. They say no jiu-jitsu, but you soon find out.
You saw some wrestling tonight, folks. You saw him leaning down, and you timed this knee perfectly.
Andre, was it 2 days ago, by accident, he actually put a little force with the takedown, and I heard him with a light knee. And I said, he started healing up today, my wrestling coach. So I said, tonight, when I throw it, I'm going 100%. And it worked tonight.
And then once you had him stunned, you picked your moments. You were very patient, but very efficient, and you put him away.
I keep saying, man, I don't throw in hope. I aim and fire, down the barrel.
You passed your test tonight, sir. Welcome to the top 10. What a spectacular victory.
Top five. But I'm just saying, I'm gonna sit back, watch the rest of the fights in the middleweight tournament, and then I'll pluck slowly.
The Last Stylebender, ladies and gentlemen, Israel Adesanya.
Ladies and gentlemen, after 3 rounds, we go to the judges' scorecards for a decision. The judges score the contest 30-26, 30-26, and 30-27 for the winner by unanimous decision, Carl Baby K. Robertson.
I'm here with the winner, Carl Robertson. First of all, Carl, congratulations on an excellent victory. You look sensational coming out of the gate, but something happened to your leg. Paul Felder actually called it. He said it looked like you were limping a little bit. When was that and what happened?
I had a little knee injury from wrestling. And you know, Paul, he's a kickboxer, so he can realize something early. So once he kicked me the first time, I'm like, nah, we're not gonna do too much more of that. So.
Which leg was it?
My right leg, but. We fighters, we adapt to situations, so the best of the best, you gotta adapt when it hurts.
You hit Marshman with some clean, hard shots, and he kept coming. Were you surprised that he was able to absorb those?
Not at all. I watched his fights, I know he's a down, gritty, and tough guy. Now I was expecting him to stand there and just take it if he had to. So I was gonna give him everything he wanted.
Well, you gave him everything he wanted, and your takedowns were also a key to victory in this fight. And coming from a guy, really, I mean, you're known as a kickboxer as much as anything. That was another showing of a big new aspect of your game.
Yeah, man, I've been working with one of the best in the game, Corey Anderson. He got some of the most takedowns in his division. You train with him long enough, you're gonna take some of his skills. And I showed it tonight, I'm all around fighter. I'm dangerous, man.
You're definitely dangerous, sir, and congratulations on your victory. Look forward to seeing you again. Carl Robertson, ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen, referee Dan Mergliotta has called a stop to this contest at 2 minutes, 46 seconds of round number 3, declaring the winner by TKO, Ronaldo Jacare Sosa.
I'm here with the winner, Jacare Sosa. First of all, congratulations on a trip to amazing victory in a truly spectacular fight. It looked like your nose was possibly broken early in the fight and you were having a hard time breathing out of it. How big of a factor was that?
Parabéns por uma performance maravilhosa. Parecia que seu nariz estava quebrado. Como estava difícil respirar pelo nariz?
Thanks God. First of all, thanks God. My nose is not broken because I was born on the wrong side of the track. And my nose is not broken. And I want to say I love Chris. He's a great guy. He's a hero. He's a legend in this sport. I love him. I follow him on his social media. He's a great guy. He's a great person. I know he's here is his hometown. I'm so bad about him, but you guys need to love this guy because he's the best in the world.
You, Jacare, you showed that respect for Chris Weidman when you dropped him. You did not want to hit him again. You wanted the referee to stop the fight. Were you surprised the referee did not?
Você parou de bater quando o juiz ainda deixou você continuar. Você mesmo parou de bater para não machucar mais ele. Foi um monstro muito clássico. O que você acha disso?
It's sport, man. It's sport. It's the more hard sports in the world. We need to respect each other. Everybody like when me and Chris we did a face off. Very a lot of respect. But this side of the octagon is a war. I come to win, he come to win. It's a real fight.
Jacare, when you get two of the best grapplers in the world together like you two, you never know what kind of fight is going to take place, whether it's going to be a grappling or a striking fight. It turned out to be an all-out striking war. Is that what you anticipated?
Quando a gente bota dois dos melhores grapplers do mundo junto, a gente acha que vai ser uma luta de grappling. Aconteceu, foi uma luta de striking. Era esse seu plano?
It's MMA. It's MMA. JT worked my hands. I worked my hands on Infusion XL Academy. The guys push me up every day, and I come to do my best. It's fight. I come to win, he come to win too.
Congratulations on an incredible victory.
Thank you.
Jacare Souza, ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen, referee Herb Dean has called a stop to this contest at 2 minutes, 14 seconds of round number 2, declaring the winner by submission due to a rear naked choke, and still the undisputed UFC heavyweight champion of the world, Daniel DC Gordon.
Yeah. Congratulations, champ.
Ooh, we I get to look at this twice. Two belts, one on each shoulder, baby. Thank you for blessing me, Dana White. I thought I was just getting one. But boy, look at that. Woo! Woo!
DC, tonight you became the first man to ever defend both the light heavyweight and the heavyweight title.
Hey, it's history, baby. Like my man John Anik says, history in the making, Daniel Cormier, one of the greatest of all time.
DC, was this fight in any way surprising to you what happened?
You know what surprised me? When I took that last shot, he punched me in the eye on the way in. I was blinking for about 30 seconds, like, what in the world was that? Hey, my legs hurt and I almost checked his kick. Everything he did had unbelievable power. What a guy Derek Lewis is. I truly do appreciate him. I love his Instagram. I love his story. And it was an honor for me to share the octagon with him.
Do you think that a fight like this, which was a fight that there was a lot of people thinking that what he had was a puncher's chance, but what you had was skill and experience, but this is in a lot of ways a learning experience for both fight fans and for fighters alike.
I think a lot of people have to understand that I've been doing this for 9 years and I fought at the championship level for 8 of them. So there's no surprises with me. I come in here and try to do my thing. If you have a puncher's chance, like I've said, that's not enough. You have to be one of the best in the world to even compete. And Derek is good, but just not that level yet.
Which brings me to the next challenge, which is most likely going to be Brock Lesnar. What are your thoughts on that?
Brock Lesnar, when you come, bring that brand new WWE title too. I feel like being a WWE champion too. Let's go! Let's go, Brock! Bring that belt with you if you come to my house.
Congratulations, champ.
Logan, you are the man, buddy. I want to kiss you. My God, that's what I'm talking about.
The champ, ladies and gentlemen, Daniel Cormier.